Ksuvas daf yutes amud aleph shir samach hey.
Rabbi Benayon, this is live. Rabbi Benayon switched his seat.
That somehow, by Gezel, it's in Yorg Balyaba. We sent over something from Rabbi Yehuda Wagshol. The Adam was very bothered by it. So last night, we called Rabbi Yehuda and asked him, and he said he doesn't remember saying such a thing. And Ataka doesn't make any sense to him. So it's a Medrash Pliya for the moment. I have it in my notes. We could strike it from the record. We have to. So I told Rabbi Yehuda what we said in Shir. He enjoyed it very much. And he was Maisif Noifach Midilei, which means he added his own little piece. The Gemara says, Asal Adam Lahatzil Atzmai B'mamon Chaveroi. You're not allowed to save yourself with someone else's money, which the Gemara says, what do you mean you're not allowed to? It's Sakonis Nefashis. Says the Gemara, all that means to say is that you have to pay. But what do we see from the Lashon of the Gemara when the Gemara says, Asr lahatzil atzmo mamon shel chaveroi? It means that the Gemara is saying that it's not just stam that you have to pay. There's geblibin etvas and isser somehow is here, benageya, to the something that you're being held responsible for something. And as we said, that's why there's a havamina that there's not going to be a din of yaharik valyavar, because at kama, as the Torah is saying, that you're still responsible for paying. And the Gemara even uses lashon of aser, so therefore we see that we weren't matir the iser. Akopanim, we get to the next sugya. The Gemara says it's not because of yarg val yavar, because we don't paskin that it's yarg val yavar by gzela. What happened to the brisa of that brings it b'shem of Meir? We didn't know. We thought maybe it's a brisa chitzainis, means that this is a brisa that that never made it. I'm not sure what brisa chitzainis means, but our Gemara seems to say the reason for a Meir is not because he holds gezel's yarg val yavar. So what's the reason, says the Gemara, El a time der America der Runa Marav. Dumra of Huna Marav, Moida Bishtar Shakosvoy, Ain Tzorech Lekaimoy. El a time der America der Huna Marav, Dumra of Huna Marav, Moida Bishtar Shakosvoy, Ain Tzorech Lekaimoy. That's the reason for Rav Huna Marav. Gufa, Amra of Huna Marav. Moide bestaht scho kosse ein zurück le kaimoy. Amol rab Nachmen, genuve, genuva, genuvi lamalach. I sfir doch kra meier, ema doch kra meier. Amole umar, he chi sfir le. Amole ki os le kaimoy le dina, armin le ho zilu kaimoy shtayrechu ve khusu le dina. He said, what are you, genuve, genuve, lamalach, why are you stealing? If you hold like Rav Meir, why don't you say, Allah is like Rav Meir? It sounds like the Gemara's question is, what does he mean, who's he stealing from? Genuve, genuve, lamalach, why are you stealing? Who's he stealing from?
There was a robin.
I think he's stealing from our mayor. He didn't say it b'shem Imrai. Why are you stealing from our mayor? If you hold like our mayor, why don't you say halacha our mayor? Why are you saying it in your own name? That's the way I would have learned the Gemara. However, Rashi seems to learn not like that. Rashi says, "Genuve genova, misganev ata loymer dvarecha b'loshin shalenech l'kubay ayachid v'amerubim." You made it sound like you didn't mention the fact that there's a machloikas going on over here. You made it sound like you're going like the yachid. You shouldn't have said it as if like there's no one argues on it. So in other words, you are stealing the das of the rabbim. You made it sound like this is it. Really, it's a big machloikas or a mayor and the chachamim. And you're choosing the opinion of the Yachid.
Will you offer a pool? He sang over a member from Rav.
What?
Will you offer a pool? He sang over a member from Rav. Just so Rav says over. It's not like.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Akoponim, why didn't Rashi learn? Because it's a question simply, why are you stealing from Rav Meir? If it's Rav Meir, it's why don't you say it b'shem Rav Meir? It could be Rashi learns that it's not so clear what Rav Meir said. After all, we have a Braisa Chitzoinis that has a whole different pshat in Rav Meir. when I know what Rav Meir's opinion is, when it's obvious what Rav Meir holds. We have a Brisa Chitzonis that says the reason for Rav Meir is what? Because of the Tziharik Val Yavar. Now comes Rav Huna, Rav says, I have a different pshat in Rav Meir. If you are learning up your pshat in Rav Meir, so then you don't have to say it in his name. It's Damon Tmir, what the Chassam Sofer said. He told someone, he says, you could say my pshat in your name, but don't say your pshat in my name. In other words, over here, this is Rav Huna of Rav's pshat in Rav Meir. Don't say your pshat in my name. If that's not where Rav Meir didn't say, Rav Meir just said it in Amonim. We're coming to say, does this pshat in Rav Meir? So to say that you should have said in Rav Meir's name, that's not a kasha. You're not stealing from Rav Meir, because Rav Meir didn't say it often. It's not clearly Rav Meir. However, the kasha is, the way you learned Rav Meir, it's still only a das yechida. So fine, it's your pshat, your uptight in Rav Meir. Aber lemaisa, according to your uptight, it's still in a das yechida. Why are you only saying it? Why didn't you tell anyone that it's a das yechida? You make it sound like... So the shaila is as follows.
What's an afkamina?
It's the nafkamina? You're making it sound like it's so obvious that that's the halacha.
Don't you hold like Rav Meir das yechida?
So that's what his question is back to him. Don't you hold like Rav Meir? He says, no, actually I don't. He said back to him, how do you hold? So basically the shaila is like this. The shaila is as follows. It's brought down in halacha, the place can bring a raya from a gemara in Psachim, in Psachim, Dafkuf, Ayin, I think. If you want to pass me a gemara Psachim, I'll try to check it out. That if a person wants to impress upon someone that something is halacha, so he's allowed to say it b'shem someone, even if he never really said halacha. It's about that. If you want to impress upon someone halacha, and you're going to say Rabbi Yashiv said, and he'll say, I don't. Rabbi Yashiv is not important to me. So he's going to say that Ramosha said it. Whoa, Ramosha, okay. No. So if you want to impress upon someone, you're trying to get someone to keep halacha, so then you could say it b'shem someone who didn't say it. There's no pesach there. If in order to impress upon someone to keep the halacha, you're allowed to say that someone said it, even the person didn't say it. So if that's true, so then what's bothering them over here? Why don't you tell us it's a yechida? Because I paskin like that yechida. I don't want to tell you it's a yechida. If I tell you it's a yechida, you're going to say, oh, it's a shitas yachid. No problem. Someone comes over here and asks you, listen, I want to know if anyone argues on this psak. If he's supposed to be machmir, you could tell him no. Because what he's looking for, you know, the shitas yachid in order to, like...
See
if I could find it. It's not Kuf. It didn't go that far. That was in Baba Basra. See if I could find it. It's a Gemara here. The Gemara is talking about the famous story with Rabbi Akiva that he was in jail. Here it is. Kuf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. In Bikashta Lechonek Hitla B'ilon Gadol, which I think means if you want to hang someone, so you should you want to strangle someone, hang him on a very big tree. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Make sure it
works. Says that it means that a big tree is that you could just always be toilet on if you want someone to you want something to happen, so you have to hang it on a big tree.
What happens?
So if a person wants to say a psach b'shem Rabbi Yashiv, and you're afraid that knocked someone for whatever reason isn't going to be meschashiv with Rabbi Yashiv, so say it's a ramah. Say it's a Shulchan Aruch. Say it's... Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you were assuming this person, if he was Dakatam Chacham, he wouldn't, anyway, he would understand that you can't argue with Rabbi Yashiv. But if he doesn't know, so then we're not worried that he's going to look it up. So Rabbi, if you look in Rashi, Rashi over there, or the Rashbam over there says a different pshat in the Gemara. The Rashbam's pshat in the Gemara is in Bikash the Chonek Itala Be'ilan God the Loimer Dovah Sheyishma Lebrios V'Kablu Mimcha. If you want to say something that the Brios are going to listen and they're going to be Mekabel from you, Itala Be'ilan Lemoid Lefnei Rav, learn in front of a Rav V'Oimer Shmuoisav Mishmoi. In other words, a person wants to that people should listen to him. What should he do? Go do shimush by a big rav, and then you could say, Rabbi Yoshev said this, Rabbi Yoshev said that, because you know everything Rabbi Yoshev said. You yourself maybe aren't sophisticated enough to come up your own psak, but if you become a shamish by Rabbi Yoshev, so then you're already, you know, going to be someone that people are going to listen to, because he had shimush by Rabbi Yoshev. Okay, I want to listen to him, but it would just be what he himself said, so who's he? He's a nobody. A person wants people to listen to him, so you should do shimush by a gadol in order that they should listen to what you said, b'shem the gadol. Not the pshat that you should lie and say that this is b'shem the gadol, even the gadol didn't say it. It seems to be the Rashbam's pshat there. If that's true, so then the Chayra, it could be that the Rashbam holds you can't, at least there's no right from this Gemara, you can't say something unless you tell everyone who it's really being said from. Therefore, what?
Who knows the Shamash and Meir? He's saying Shemeli.
What?
But he didn't say his name's Howard.
He's a Shamish Rav. Rav. He's an Akron. He's a Amori. He's a Tana. Way too much time between them. Okay. So if he's there, could be Rashi holds, you cannot say something and not tell people who it's from. Because if they don't want to listen to it, they don't have to listen to it. So over here, it's from a Shitas Yachid. You have to tell them it's a Shitas Yachid. That's why we're bothered. Over here, you should have said it b'shem b'shitas yachid. It's not clear, Rashi. You have to look at the Rashi over there. Rashi's not so clear. Okay. Now, boys, so let's get Lagufa Shel Inyan. Let's get to the sugya. The sugya itself is a lot of... it's a very challenging sugya. So as follows. The Gemara says, Moyne b'shtar shekosvu sorech l'kaim, or you have to mekayim the shtar. So say stazoi. We have a member of Reish Lakish on Daf Yilches Amid Beis. Reish Lakish said, Eidem achasum al shtar nase kemisha nech kurei dusam bebezdin. Reish Lakish says that really once Edom sign on the shtar, it's as if they're nechkara. So everything's fine. So what's our machlok? Is moed b'shtar shekosvu or not? It means to say as follows. After we said that midyoy raisa Edom achasum al shtar nase kemisha nechkara, technically the Edom alone are fine. But the Rabbanon came along, and what did the Rabbanon say? We need kiyum. So now there's a din de rabbanon, you need kiyum. What happens if the loiv is moide b'shtar shekosvu? The loiv is moide b'shtar shekosvu. Tzorech lekaimoy or ain't tzorech lekaimoy? That means this din de rabbanon that you need kiyum, does that also exist when the loiv is moide or not? Now why would you need kiyum if the loiv is moide? The loiv is saying, yes, it's good. So what do you need kiyum for? Who's saying it's not good? So the answer is, in the regular case, is that even though the loiv is moida that b'shtasha kosvoi, he's still saying a tiny tour afterwards. He's being moida that the shtar was written, but he's making a tainus p'tur. So therefore, if you would listen to the loive, he's saying, I'm putter. The malva saying, he's chayv. He's not saying he's putter because the shtar wasn't written. He's moida b'shtar shekosvu. However, he's saying he has a tainus p'tur. That's the shayla in the case of moida b'shtar shekosvu, where the loive is moida, is he tzorech l'kaimai or not tzorech l'kaimai? Okay. So the Gemara is saying that that machlokes, whatever it is, we'll get back to it, is going to be the case over here where we're talking about Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's case? It's talking about our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if the Edom say, Ksav Yedeinu Uzalvan Usaminu, Tanam Yedinu Ptuleid Usayinu. So over there, even though it's Ein Ksav Yodam Yoetzim Okam Acher, they're not Nemon. Why? Because Moide Vishtasha Kosvo Ein Tzarech Lekaimoy. Okay. So this loiva in our case was made b'shtasha kasvu. So what's he saying? Let's see Rashi. Rashi says made b'shtasha kasvu. Loiva shehoida b'shtasha kasvu. A loiva is made on a shtar that was written. Ve'alpiv nechtemu ha'edim. And the edim were signed alpiv. Ein a malva tzarech lekaimoy be'edim hachasumim boy. The malva doesn't have to be makaimit. Shaina loiva shuv neman loima paraitiv. The loiva is no longer neman to say paraitiv. V'loi amrinon behai hapesha aser hu shehitir. We don't say over here pesha aser. Why? Dimikiv on she'amar kasher haya hare huchzak ashtar. The shtar is now muchzak. V'chi oimar paraitiv loima hemen. When he says paraitiv, he's not neman anymore. Sharei biyad malvu, because the shtar is in the yad of the malve. That's the classic case of Moide B'Shtar Shekosu. Says Rashi, V'Rameir Nami, De'Amar Ein Nemonim Lepoisloi. Rameir also, when he said they are not Nemon, now which case is Rameir talking about? Who's not Nemon? The Edim are not Nemon. V'Moide Loiva Shekosvoi Ka'amar. It's talking about the Loiva was Moide that he wrote it. V'Kasavar Loit Srichinon Su Le'edim. Then he holds you don't need the Edom anymore. Velava pumayu kaima shtar, and it's not on their mouth that we're mekayim the shtar. So therefore, the Edom are not going to be Nemon, because the Edom don't have a pesha asar anymore. That's the chur what's going on. Now, Rabbi say, what is the loiva saying? The loiva is being moida that shtar was written. So what's he saying? What's his taina? The Maram Shif says, the loiva's taina is that he's tining, or the same thing the Enim are tining. So he's tining, it's Ksav Yodam, but they're Ktanim. It's Ksav Yodam, but they were Anusim. It's Ksav Yodam, but they were Psule Edus. So the Loive and the Edim are saying the same thing. As a matter of fact, who's bringing the Edim? The Loive is bringing the Edim. And that's the Shaila, being that the loiva was already moida that it's Ksav Yadam, therefore we don't need the Edim's Hoida. That's what the Maram Shif says. But ask Rebel Yashiv. How is that what?
How is there a Pesha Aser?
That's why he holds there's no Pesha Aser.
According to the other
Mandamar. Because he holds Moida B'Shtar Shakas V'Tzarech L'Kayim. We have to know what that means. And therefore the Shtar is not Mekuyim. What does that mean? We'll have to see. Frekt Rav Yashiv. But is he Moide B'Shtar Shekosvu? If he says Ktanim, okay, he could say, I wrote the Shtar, but they were Ktanim. I wrote the Shtar, but they were Anusim. But they were Psule Edus. What does Anusim Hayu mean? What does Anusim Hayu mean? They what?
The story never happened.
The story, it means that the story never happened. If the loive is saying that it's their ksav yadam, but they were anusim, so then he's not moide b'shtar shekosvoi. Saying the story never happened. They signed because they were threatened, which means that they signed, and this the shtar was never written. How is he moide b'shtar shekosvoi?
Shtar was written.
No, they didn't say anusim.
No, he also saying it. What is he saying? The lawyer walks in and says, they signed the shtar, so then why are you not paying?
What happened if they didn't want to be Edom and someone forced them?
They're still Edom. That doesn't make them not Edom. If you don't want to be Edom. If they saw the halva, then they're Edom.
He said maybe the story is true.
That doesn't make the shtar puzzle. Doesn't make the shtar puzzle. They're saying anusim yinu. What they mean to say is anusim yinu, and the malvav's made a sign, not the lawyer. So what does it mean? Might have a shtar shekosvoi. So the chayra, the only pshat can be as follows. According to Rashi, what does kiyum shtar mean? What does it mean to be Makai in the Shtar?
To verify
signatures. If this Loiva comes in and says, yes, this is their signature, but, yada, yada, yada. It doesn't make a difference because he was Moide B'Shtar Shekosvoy. It's like he was Makayim the Shtar. Because he says, this is their Ksav Yodam. Well, the Loiva is being Moide.
But if it's all about verifying the signatures,
not if he's being Moide. Okay, so we'll get back to you. You're asking a good question. We'll get back to you. I'll call upon him. Maybe that's Pshat and Rashi over here. Then it passes even by Anusim. Because he's saying, Ksav Yodam Huzeh, you're right, this is their signature, but they're Anusim. The Lashon of Moideh B'Shtar Shekosvoy was not so mashma. It sounds like he's Moideh that the Shtar was written. It means that they wrote it, that the Edom wrote it. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, and over here, B'Moideh Loiva Shekosvoy. What does Moideh Loiva Shekosvoy mean?
Shtar was written. No, it's written.
Moide loiva shekosvoy. That he wrote it. It sounds like. No, that he told him to write it. That's what it means. It sounds like he wrote it. So what's going on? What's he typing over here? Says the shita mekubetzes b'shem the rosh. Pshat in Rashi is the loiva is typing. I wrote the shtar, but I paid it up already. So the loiva is saying he's putter, but he's saying he's putter because he's saying parati. And he's not Neman because of Shtar Chol B'Yadim Ma'ibo. That's why he's not Neman.
Why would you even
kind of know that? That's not like that. That's what he tainas. What do you mean? But he doesn't know he's not Neman. He's saying, I admit that I wrote the Shtar. That's the classic case of Moideh B'Shtar Shekosvoy. That's the classic case when we speak about a Moideh B'Shtar Shekosvoy, Tzorech L'Kaima and Tzorech L'Kaima, is when he says, I wrote it, but I paid it up. We say, ain't Tzorech L'Kaima, therefore he's not Neman to say I paid it up. Says the Shita, that's the case over here also. It's a regular case of Moideh B'Shtar Shekosvoy, but there's also Edom here, and the Edom are saying, Ksav Yedenu Zeh Aval Anusim Ayinu. So it comes out, Rabbi say, a very strange thing. There is three different versions of what happened here. What's the Malva's version of what happened?
He borrowed money.
And there's a Shtar, and this is just regular Shtar, and it wasn't paid up. What's the Loiva's version of what happened over here?
Paid.
He borrowed money and he paid. And what's the Edom's version of what happened over here? This is like strange. Three different versions of what happened. So, I mean, you could ask the kasha like this: what would be the Havamim and the Edom are Neman? Who are the Edom coming to be made for? The Loiva. But the Loiva himself is saying not like the Edom.
It's the same end result.
But one, so one is saying that there was no halva. The other one's saying that there is halva. The Edom are saying there's no halva, and he's saying that there was halva. He's minded that there's halva.
The Edom are saying he doesn't owe money. He's saying he doesn't owe money.
But it's like a person kolo omer loy paraiti kilo omer kolo omer loy lavisi kilo omer loy paraiti. So over here, if he says loy lavisi, and Edom come in and say he was lava, so then lochayra. So over here also, he's saying this is a good star. We have to know what's pshat. We'll have to figure that out. So I'm going to say, I'm going to try b'siyat d'shmayt. This is a rough sugya. We're trying to like do the easy part. So far, the easy part of the sugya. Now the sugya is going to get rough. So I'm going to say, let's try to understand what's the regular machloikas. Moideh B'Shtar Shekosvoy, Tzorech L'Kaima, Ain Tzorech L'Kaima. We brought it into our sugya of Edim also. But what's the regular machloikas is a case when a person walks in and says, you owe me $100, here's my shtar. And the lawyer says, I borrowed the money, this is your shtar, but I paid it up already. That's the classic case. The Loiva could have said, I never borrowed, and the shtar is mezuyah. He could have said that. But he didn't. He chose not to say that. There's a machloikes whether Loiva moideh b'shtar shekosvoy, tzorech l'kaimoy, or ein tzorech l'kaimoy. What's the bira machloikes? So we gave out over here the Maram HaKoymes, the Rashbam, in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Ayin. Says the Rashbam, what's the pshat of the Manda Omar, that ein tzorech l'kaimoy? Why ain't Tzorech L'Kaima? L'Chayra, over here he has a Pesha Asar. He has a Migu Pesha Asar, whatever you want to call it. Why is it ain't Tzorech L'Kaima? Says the Rashbam. D'loy domi l'shar dinim sh'a Pesha Asar hu a Pesha Hittir. Sh'a filu im hoya zeh me'arer v'oymer loy kasavtiv. What does Rashbam mean to say? Really, we should have an ichshash on the shtar. Because Reish Lakish said, Eidim achasumim ala shtar, nasa kemishanechkro. Elo shehechmiru chachomim leitztarech kiyum. It's just the chachomim that were machmir, and they required us to do kiyum. Midyaraisa, is this shtar good without kiyum?
Yes.
Yes. It's the chachomim came along and said you need kiyum. Hecha, the ma'arri alav, whenever someone is ma'ar on it. Hilkach, ki amar kasavtiv, nehemne lemi shashtar biyadoi. When he admits that he wrote the shtar, we believe the one that the shtar is biyadoi. Why? What's pshat in the Rashbam? The Rashbam is saying the following thing. Why am I a pesha asar? When a person comes and brings a shtar and says, you owe me $100. I'm pesha asar because I could have said the shtar is mezuyif. So therefore, if you're believing me the shtar is not mezuyif, you have to believe me also paraiti. But says the Rashbam, I'm not believing you the shtar is not mezuyif. I know the shtar is not mezuyif. Because midyaraisa, you have no chshash on the shtar. The chachomim gave you the ability to taina mezuyif. If you taina mezuyif, then we'll have a suffix on the shtar. If you don't taina mezuyif, we don't have a suffix on the shtar. Not because you said it's good, but because there is, it's mekuyim without what you said.
That was like one of the
two stadim,
Rav Gar said.
Good. We don't need you. It's not the pshat. You're being mekayim the shtar with your words. It's not a peshas. Listen, you want to believe me that it's a good shtar? You got to believe me that it paid up. Well, we're not believing you it's a good shtar. It was a good shtar even before you came. It's just the chachomim gave you a schus to be mevata the shtar with what? Tainis mezuyif. You didn't use that schus, so the shtar is fine. You didn't break the shtar. And the man d'amar holds tzarech lekaimoi. What does he hold? Says the Rashbam. V'ochi kamer Reb Shimon. Nidim chazaka v'loy b'shtar. Why? Shehashtar eino moyoloi kozman shaloi niskayim al yidei acherim. The shtar doesn't help unless the shtar is niskayim al yidei acherim. Afal pi shezeh ma'ar moy deshakosvoi. So somehow, the man d'amar holds Tzarech Lekaimoi argues. What does he hold? The Choyro, the Machloikes, is he holds that Snapshanakim Shtars. When the Chachomim came along and said, look, we want you to Mekayim the Shtar, what do they say? They said the Shtar without Kiyum is not a Shtar.
I'm
Midiraisa, it's a good Shtar. The Chachom came along and said it's not a Shtar. The Seistazei Rabbi said, we had back in the day a Chakira on how to understand Kiyum Shtars. We said two different pshatim in Kiyum Shtaris for Baruch Ber. One pshat in Kiyum Shtaris is that the shtar is automatically a chas b'alma. Why? Because the Chum said the shtar needs Kiyum. What does that mean? Without Kiyum, you got nothing. You got nothing. Or the Chacham said the shtar is a good shtar. It's just we're giving you a schus to break the shtar by tining mezuyif. The Rashbam seems to learn that's gufa the machloikes. Moyde v'shtar shekasvu tzarech lekaimoi or ain't tzarech lekaimoi. If you hold the shtar is be'etzem good, it's just we gave you a schus to break the shtar. You didn't break the shtar. You didn't use the schus. The shtar is good. We got a shtar here. So therefore, there's no peshas or peshitter. You're not a peshas. However, if you hold that the shtar without kiyum is nothing, it's a chaspa ba'alma, it's ksiva ba'alma. You need the kiyum in order to lashvuye shtar, to make it into a shtar. If that's true, until the loiva comes and says ksav yadeinu uzeh, the shtar is not good. But he also said anuzameinu. He has a pesha asar. And that's good for the machlekes. The Chayra, as I learned the Rashbam. Or if you look in Rashi, Rashi by us is not Mashmaze. What does Rashi say? Kivan she'amar kasher haya huchzak hashtar. Rashi says, "Kiman she'amar kasher haya huchza kashtar." Yichyomer paraitiv loy mehemen shoy biyad malvahu. Sounds like Rashi's learning that once he said kasher haya, it's huchza kashtar. He made the shtar muchzak. Therefore, when he says paraitiv, he's not neman. Why is he not neman? Says the Tosis Arosh, Pshat in Rashi, in Anemim, because we have a klal called Shtarcha Biyadi My Boy. Okay, Mr. Loiva, you're saying that he paid up. I got one question for you. Forget about the Shtar's Makuyim, not Makuyim. Let's leave that alone for now. Why does he have the Shtar? If you really paid, why is he still holding the Shtar? Shtarcha Biyadi My Boy. So if Shtarcha Biyadi My Boy, so then you're not Neman. Shtarcha huchzak ashtar, and once it's huchzak ashtar, then we say lashon of Rashi is loy mehemen share biyad hamalvehu. The shtar is biyad hamalve, and therefore shtarcha biyadi my. What does biyad hamalvehu mean? Shtarcha biyadi my boy. So Rashi learns the reason he's not Neman over here is because of shtarcha biyadi my boy. Even though he's the one who was huchzak ashtar, he made the shtar huchzak, he was machzak the shtar. Still, the maestro huchzak ashtar. Once huchzak ashtar, shtarcha biyadi my boy. And if it's not huchzak ashtar, let's say you hold moed b'shtar shekas v'tzorach l'kaimai. But the maestro, I'm saying that I paid up, and he's holding the shtar. Shtarcha biyadi my boy. Well, you need a kiyum shtar. You don't need. What does that do with kiyum shtar? What is the machloikas telling on whether or not moed b'shtar shekas v'tzorach l'kaimai ain't tzorach l'kaimai? The fact is, I'm saying that I paid up, and he's holding on to the shtar. So what difference does it make? Zot Reb David Amar de Kazach. Says Reb David, what's the yisoid of Shtarcha Biyadi my boy? We all understand Shtarcha Biyadi my boy. It's a svara. The svara is, look, if you paid up, why is he holding on to the shtar? And it's a svara ba'alma, it's a umdina, it's a chazaka. You could use all those lashonis you want, anything you want. Just don't use the word aran sadi. Why? Zot Reb Chaim, the yisoid of Shtarcha Biyadi my boy is it's a din in the shtar. Says Reb Chaim, Shtarcha Biyadi my boy is not stam in umdina. Shtarcha Biyadi my boy is midine hashtar, that you can't tie in a perua. Because if I have a shtar, so then the shtar says that you don't have the right to tie in a perua.
You find the lotion?
Yeah. Chain gam b'shtar. Soiver ha-Rambam. Duhum ischuse de malva b'shtar. Umedine de malva b'shtar. De einoi nemon haloive. V'od yisa b'gemor shtorcha b'yodi my boy. Kol's mancha.
Yeah. That's it.
It's mischusei hashtar. So memeila, like Reb Chaim, you have to say the following thing. If you hold moed b'shtar shekosvo ein tzorach l'kaimoi, and it's huchzok hashtar, once it's huchzok hashtar, what does he have over here? A genuine shtar. If it's a genuine shtar, so then I would say the midine ashtar, there's a din, shtar chobiyari my boy. I can't tie in a perua, because there's a shtar here. But if you hold maida b'shtar shekosvu, tzarech l'kaimoy, what you holding in front of you doesn't have a shame shtar. It's felt in the shame shtar because it's not huchzak ashtar. If it's not huchzak ashtar, I can tie in a paraiti. Aye, what do you mean? If you paid up, why is he holding on to the shtar? Good question. I don't know. He still has the shtar. But what about shtoch? Shtoch of yodi, my boy, is only when you're holding something as a chaloy shem shtar. It's midine ashtar that you can't say paraiti. This thing doesn't have a shem shtar.
When we don't care why the mala has a shtar, it doesn't bother us.
Yeah. Kasha na maisa. Can't be mitzi mammon with a kasha na maisa. You want to take money away from me? Why does he have a shtar? Because I was lazy. Rabbi, the Fizet, perhaps we could understand, perhaps, a question. What happened to over here, the Pesh Asar, Pesh Yeter? What about the fact there's a Pesh Asar? According to the Rashbam, it's not Shver at all. Rashbam is saying, look, you're not the Pesh Asar. Why not? Because the Shtar is Mekuimim without you. Ain't Tzarech L'Kaimer because it's Mekuimim without you. But according to Rashi, that Rashi is learning that the Yisoid over here is because of his Haidah, it's Huchzak Ashtar. He's making the Shtar as Huchzak. So I have a Pesh Asar. Zechmen is the Pshat Zazeh. Pesh Asar tells me that I have Nemonis. You have to believe me. Ein Hachanami, I have Nemonis. But if I have something else which is going to combat the Nemonis, Pesh Asar, Pesh Yeter doesn't say that so he gave you Nemonis, that thing took away your Nemonis. Pesh Asar says, Ki Eichad Mehemnes Ahai, Mehemnes Ahai. You have to believe, I tied up a right, you have to listen to me. Okay, we listen to you. But now, Shtorcho B'yadi, my boy, is the din in the shtar, which is that we're going to say that you can't tie up a right. If it was just a chveis, there's a reisa in your taina, there's a reason to think you're not telling the truth. Mela, it's not a reason we don't think you're telling the truth. It's midine ashtar, you can't tie into this. So therefore, even if you have a pesha asar, pesha asar can't give you nemanus over the fact that there's a shtar here. Because it's midine ashtar that you can't be nema.
Because of the chazaka on the shtar?
Because of shtar chaviyari, my boy. Because huchzak ashtar, which means now the shtar has a good nemanus of shtar. Shtar has a good Torah shtar. Therefore, the Peshasa Peshitter can't override it. What does the other Manda Amar hold? The Manda holds that Shtar Shakasvu Tzarech Lakaimai. The Chayre holds as follows. The fact that Am Moida, that the shtar was written, doesn't make that the shtar is now Makuyim. It's not Makayim the shtar. It's not Makayim the shtar. Why is it not Makayim the shtar? Rabbi Saif, this is, we get back to what Tuli mentioned previously. What does Kim Shtaris mean? What does Kim Shtaris mean according to Rashi? You're verifying the signatures. So if I'm Moide, is that verifying the signatures? Is there going to be a handpick on the shtar? If the loiv is moide, are we going to put a handpick on the shtar? No. In order to put a handpick on the shtar, you need to aid him. We can't verify the signatures. You could be moide. That's very nice for you, but it's not verifying the signatures. Kiyom ain't verifying the signatures. You didn't verify the signatures. So moide b'shtar shekosvu, it's not mekuyim. It's not mekuyim. If it's not mekuyim, sorry, the shtar doesn't have a toikif. Because you're never Makayim Ashtar. Are you a Moide? Moide from today till tomorrow. That's not called a Kiyum Ashtar. Kiyum Ashtar says Rashi is only if you verify the signatures. We can't verify based on someone else's Haidah. And the Mandarma that says Moide Bishasha Kosvu Ain Tzarech Lekaimoy. So you could say he holds. There is a Kiyum here. That's not the word Rashi uses. What's the word Rashi uses when Rashi says it's good? Huchzok Ashtar. What does Rashi say Mekuyim Ashtar? What does Huchzak Ashtar mean? What is Huchzak? Zokter, it's Ginuk, it's enough. If the Shtar is Muchzak, Klape this Din Torah as being a good Shtar. Enachanami, you weren't Mekayim the Shtar. But he holds Moide B'Shtar Shekosvu, Ein Tzarech Lekaimoy. You don't need to be Mekayim, not the Pshat, it is Mekuyim. It's Huchzak Ashtar. A Shtar that's Muchzak doesn't need a Kiyum. And I could dan with the din of the shtar because it's huchzak ashtar al pi dvarov.
Something
goes against it. No one holds moide b'shtar shekosvu that you are mekayimit. What do you mean? Ain't tzarech lekaimo. You are mekayimit. It just means it's huchzak ashtar.
Lefi zeh, Rabbi Isai, ken zayin, we could understand a little better. What's the havamina that the Edom, you bring it, according to the pshat of the Shita Mekubetzis in Rashi, what's going on? The Baal is saying, I lent. The Lov is saying, I borrowed and I paid up. And the Edom are saying, we were anusim. Shaychus, left field. No one's even timing that. What's going on over here? The answer is as follows. The Malva and the Lov are talking about the Halva. We're donning whether or not there was a loiver or not. The Edom are coming in and saying, "Abe klape the star. I wanna shuckle the star. I wanna shake the star. You tell me hochzuk a star. But if the Edom come in and they say that this star is not a good star, so then we could say that we could say that there's a shiloh over here. Bechlau, whether or not you are saying it's hochzuk a star mikoyach the oidah. The Edom are saying it's not hochzuk a star." And maybe klape the moment of the alva, the Edom won't be neman. Or be klape the hochzak ashta, the Edom can come in and make a taina. And therefore, there's a machloikis over here as to whether or not ma'ed b'shtash akosu is it tzorach l'kaim or ain't tzorach l'kaim. The chayra, that's going to be pshat and Rashi. The toisis over here says an entirely different pshat. The other rishonim say an entirely different pshat. Beis Hashem b'li neder. Next week we're going to go into the other rishonim's pshat in the Gemara. And then we'll start the next sugya. I'd like to leave you just with a thought. This week's parasha. You know, this week's parasha is basically just a carbon copy. Truma tetzave vayakel pekude. It's mamish the same thing. If you look, there's like Mamish, there's like no Rashi over here in this whole parasha. There's like no Rashi. Because Rashi said everything he wanted to say, he said already. Truma is Parsha of the Big Day Kahuna. Vayakal is Parsha of the Big Day Kahuna. Tetzav is the Parsha of the Big Day Kahuna, the Kalim. And Pekude is the Parsha. It's Kemat, the same thing. It's interesting why the Torah has to... I mean, he could have made this parasha much shorter. They did everything, period. That's it. Why do they have to write over the entire parasha? So I'd like to answer based on a vort that I saw from Rabbi Kohen Rabbi Baruch Shlita. He said b'shem Acherim. It's not his own vort. Vayavo kol ish asher nesoi liboy v'chol asher nadva ruchoi I gotta find the pasuk that he brought it on. It's the same thing. Hebiu es trumas Hashem lemelachas oyam moed. Okay, let me find. Here it is. Kol ish v'isha asher nodav libam lahavi l'chol ha'melacha hebiu b'nei Yisrael nedovel Hashem. So the pasuk says kol ish v'isha asher nodav libam. It means they volunteered. Heviu b'nei Yisrael nedava l'Hashem. They brought a nedava, a voluntary offering. So, Rebbe Baruch brought from other people, from Acherim. Why does it have to tell you twice that it was a nedava? Why does it have to say twice? Just tell me. It says the first time. V'chol ish v'ish asher nadav libam. Heviu. Why does it say nedava l'Hashem? A lot of times there's people that they start off their project. They have a mission, they have a project, they have something they want to do, and they start it off and they're all they're very sincere, they're idealistic, you know, they're just doing it because they want to help, and they want to save people, and they're trying to, you know, raise money for the cause. But, you know, as time goes on, they get, you know, they get into the fame and the power, and all of a sudden, you know, more of the money ends up going into their pockets than ends up going to the actual cause, and they more care about their own fame and fortune than what they actually did. Maybe they started off originally, they were doing it with the purpose of volunteering, but afterwards, when it came down to it, it was more about, is my name on the wall? You know, am I getting the proper covered? Or, you know, what is this going to translate to me as far as my fame and fortune? And it's no longer about the fact that I have someone else to care about. So he says that the pasuk says, "Kol ish v'ish anodav libam lahavi." Originally, their intention was to bring. In the end, heviu nadava. When they brought it, also. They weren't bringing it afterwards thinking to themselves, like, you know, wow, I'm going to be so proud, all my friends are going to be so impressed. They brought it as an adult. Thus haste, Klal Yisrael, when they started off to do something with a certain intention, with a certain degree of sincerity, they finished with the same degree. And this is a very important lesson that we have. Is it's not enough to make to have big aspirations and goals that we try, like we want to do things and we want for the person has to be able to execute. He's got to be able to make it happen. So therefore, the pasuk tells us, "Truma Tetzav is all the plans of building Beis HaMikdash. We're going to build it like this. We're going to build it like that. The big thing like this, like that." The pasuk tells us every single thing it was done down to the last detail. They finished everything. Because Klal Yisrael finishes what they started. That's the way it goes. Start something, you finish it. And the same thing is true with all of us. It's a very important it's an important work ethic. We started something, Rabbi Yisai. We started a Zman, and we started off strong, and we started off saying that we're going to do it. We have to finish. The Satmar Rav says, Pshat in the Pasuk, we say, "Hein go'alti eschem, achar is kireshis, liyos lachem le'elokim." Hein go'alti eschem, achar is kireshis, which means what? Hein go'alti eschem is a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, "I'll bring the Geula." When's the Geula coming? Achar is kireshis. When the end of your Zman is like the beginning of your Zman. You start the Zman, you're all excited, you're pumped, this is going to be the Zman, we're learning, we're into it, we got a pen, we got our notes, Chazar Sashir, the whole thing. What does the end of the Zman look like? You're waiting for the Geula. Hein go'alti eschem. Achar is kireshis. When your vayakal pekure looks like your truma tetzaveh. When the way that you planned on it being is the way it actually happens. No regrets. No excuses. Rabbi, so let's make this end of this man the best end of this man we ever had. Have a bunch of peace.